are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host, and we are sponsored by North State Consultants Incorporated, the best tax preps and consultants in the world. Our phone number there is 530-221-0101, and consultations are by appointment only. You're listening to 1460 KCNR Radio, home of the Free Fire. It's April 7th, 2012, and my name is Mark Kent again, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. And how are you doing?
I'm good. And we have Chandler today, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around good guy.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
It's been a while. It's good to see you guys.
Good to see you. Absolutely. And then also, we have our guest in the studio with us today, Dr. Doug McConnell. How
good
you doing,
morning.
Doug?
Oh, fine. Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely. Well, we heard a lot of good things about what you had to say about, we're going to be talking about Obamacare. Yeah. So if you are listening live, go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com, or you can call in if you have some questions for the good doctor at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well, so if you want to listen later, you can come back to them. Okay. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch? How bad does it have to get before you guys start doing something out there? This program wants to give you as many solutions as possible. You need to start by educating yourself on the issues. Talk to your neighbors. Go to a Tea Party meeting. Check out a website. Just do something to protect you and yourself and your family from big out-of-control government. Again, the phone number here in the studio is 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Let's see. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night, 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview. That's Destiny Fellowship. We got any Tea Party events going on Monday?
Yeah, we do. We have Shasta County Supervisor District 2 candidates on Monday night. So that ought to be pretty interesting.
So we need some Rocky music. Dun, 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 dun.
And if you haven't been to one, you should come and check out our debates because we do it a little bit different.
Yeah, the bookies are in the back and we're taking side bets. So
that's right.
The Tea Party stands for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. Our first quote is, above all, don't lie to yourself. The man who lies to himself and listens to his own lie comes to a point that he cannot distinguish the truth within him or around him, so he loses respect for himself and all others, and having no respect, he ceases to love. That's from, boy, I'll tell you, a Russian guy. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. From the brothers, never mind.
Kamarasa.
There you go.
All right, thank you, Doc.
He knew it. You know how to say the first name? It's Fyodor. Fyodor.
Yeah.
See, we actually have somebody in the studio who's intelligent and educated.
We need all the help. We need all the help we can get.
I love that quote, though. The other quote I have is, a half truth is the most cowardly of lies. And that brings us right into our first subject. We want to go over our headlines here. I wanted to talk about veterans events a little bit. And do you have any?
Yeah, I would just like to bring up, coming up in June, Missing in America Project and Walmart Hearts Foundation is putting on their camps out at Whiskey Town. We got Camp for Life, which is June 1st through the 5th, and Camp Hope from June 5th through the 10th. So if you want to help... you know, they're looking for some donations, but these camps are for, one camp is for kids that are coming or been involved in domestic violence, and they're emotionally and physically abused. And so they get a chance to get out there and have some fun, do some fishing. I know, like Indian Dave, they do the drumming and all of that. And then Camp for Life is for the children out of the area, you know, from our own community that are terminally ill.
You know, we give Indian Dave and Ernie a lot of jazz when we come into the studio every morning, but those guys are pretty good guys. They do a lot for the community.
Yeah, and I just want to clarify, a lot of people think when you say Walmart Heart that it has to do with Walmart, but actually it's the truck drivers that get together, that volunteer their time and go out there and help with these programs and feed these children and stuff. So
Now, this segues right into the first thing I want to talk about. This is about the California budget. Carl's been kind of going off the rails a little bit this week about not funding the veterans' home.
Correct.
And I was going through, and I found this article, and it was from Chris W. Street. And it talks about state controller. This is a couple weeks back. State controller John Chang continues to uphold the California Seal motto of Eureka, I have found it. But what Chang is finding as controller is that California's economy, as measured by tax revenues, is still tanking. Compared to last year, state collections for February shriveled by $1.2 billion or 23%. The deterioration is more than doubled the shocking $535 million reported decline for the last month. From the month before. So the cumulative fiscal year decline is $6.1 billion over down over 11% versus the period in 2011. Okay, so what you know, Mr. Brown promised us was strong economic growth. It's just around the corner, and we just don't know how far away the corner is and if we're going to get by a bus before we get there. So we have the highest tax rates in the nation now. Chang proves that the best way for Sacramento politicians to hurt the economy is thereby generating lower tax revenues. So California politicians seem delusional in their continued delusion that high taxes have not salvaged the state's economy. That's how you fix something. You just keep stealing more money from everybody and then spending it frivolously. So, you know, it comes back to the Veterans Home. I mean, they'll spend it on anything except something of importance.
Yes, it's already been allocated, too. You know, and I want to, since you brought that up, let people know on the 18th, April 18th, I believe it's at 1 or 1:30 down at the Capitol, a bunch of us, I think, are going down. I think Carl's trying to put that together, too. And let them know how we feel about
them. Ask them questions. He said it's not a protest. We want to know. And to go on here a little bit, each month's disappointment is written off as due to a one-time event. So, you know, these guys are in such denial, it's ridiculous. We're now being referred to as taxifornia. and you say that like Arnold is taxifornia. And
that's good.
I work at it.
That's what he does in his spare time.
Yeah, wait till you hear my Yoda. So.
I would like to hear that. You know, there is no try. There is only do or do not.
Very good.
Okay. Well, we better keep going. Otherwise, we'll start doing cartoon voices here. So, anyway, it's known as taxifornia by the Independent Pacific Research Institute. California wins the booby prize for the highest personal income taxes in the nation and the highest sales tax rates in all but four other states. Though California's benefit from the Proposition 13 restriction on how much their property tax can increase per year, the state still has the worst tax burden in the U.S. Now, let's see. Can you guys put that together? The highest taxes and the worst economy imploding. I know. There's no connection here.
It's a coincidence.
It's all a coincidence,
And how much was that high-speed rail contribution for the state department?
I don't know.
That's just sitting right out there, too. They somehow have got that booked off.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to make it to about Barstow, and then they'll run out of money. So with that, we got about a minute left before we go to a break. And, you know, should we go to a break now, Chandler? Yeah, let's go to a break now. I kind of want to hear this song, and then we'll come back with the rest of the news, and then we'll get on to our guests. So this is KCNR 1460.
KCNR,
home of Free Fire Media.
And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American
the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of The Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
And we're jamming on all levels
and
right now.
We're jamming in the name of the Lord here. Anyway, boy, we have fun here. If nothing else, the only problem we have is we don't have enough time ever to cover what we want to cover. I wanted to talk a little bit, update everybody on what's going on with the Obama forgery gate. We've got the New Jersey Sheriff Ed Roquefort, I guess is how you say his name, says Obama's eligibility should be addressed and records unsealed now. We've got another challenge filed by Mario Arpuzo, attorney out of New Jersey. We've got Anthony Bucco. He's a New Jersey legislature now starting to work on this. We've also got a Supreme Court. Two Supreme Court cases have been filed on this now. And then we kind of go into the other thing I want to talk about here. I mean, there's so much going on, we can't cover it all here. But of course, the media is talking about, let's see, what's on Entertainment Tonight.
Dancing with the Stars.
And who can, I don't know, you call them a guy gal or whatever, if they can be a part of the pageant. That's really important stuff, other than the fact that our economy's tanking. We've got an ineligible president and a possible criminal activity in the White House here and a criminal investigation going on against the president. But that's not newsworthy. Let's talk about Dancing with the Stars.
You got it.
Yeah. So now that we're getting signed affidavits and statements from the supporters of Hillary Clinton's campaign back in 08, saying that they were threatened, that Bill Clinton knew that he was ineligible, even said it in front of witnesses. The plot just gets thicker and thicker and thicker here. This is Viviano. She's a screenplay writer. She's not politically connected here at all. She didn't vote, nothing. But she's now got a documentary that's about the American citizens of the Democratic Party and the Obama campaign. It's titled, I believe it's We Will Not Be Silenced 208 is the name of the website. And it features a 40-minute preview of the documentary that they're creating. So this is just getting, taking on a life of its own. it just goes on and on and on. Go to thebirthreport.com and look that up. The sheriff in New Jersey now calls for a roundup of Obama's records. He did a standing room only a presentation, and the compelling evidence has now prompted the sheriff up there to start asking for records. You know, the real deal is, guys, this isn't going away, and the liberal media is showing who they are, and by not reporting on this, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, it's a referendum against the media, because their credibility is going right down in a fast circle to the bottom of the tank.
Yeah, and I did see somewhere, I think, that they're thinking about bringing charges against the media because of this.
Yeah, this is not going away. This is going to get ugly. So anyway, with that, I want to bring our guests on because I want to hit a couple of financial things at the end if possible real quick. But we'll save that for the end of the show if we have time. But I want to get our guests going here. Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Very good. Go ahead, Linda.
I was going to say I'm very privileged to have you in here. Not only are you a doctor serving our community, but you served our country as well in the 101st Airborne.
Well, I did. Thank you. Proud of that, and it was a good part of my life. I enjoyed the opportunity and learned a lot during my time in the service as an Army surgeon. Thank you.
Can you give us a little bit of background about how you come to be into Reading and doing heart surgery?
Well, after my time in the military, I was in Long Beach for about 28 years down at a large 900-bed teaching hospital there, and had been chief of surgery and running the part of the cardiac program and chief of staff there. And I came up here actually to help another surgeon who was in this town in 2006 intermittently, vacation spells, and sort of fell in love with Reading and the people. And then things evolved with a change in ownership of the hospital in 2008, and then that group asked me to come up and look at this as a full-time job. So I showed up in the spring of 2009 in April, and darned if it wasn't a cool April Nights weekend. I said, well, that's interesting. Came back a month later to test it out again, and it was rodeo week. And anyway, that and all the as a photographer, I love the scenery up here. And so my wife was willing, and we moved up here in 2009 in July, and have been running the cardiac service at Shasta Regional since that point, and enjoying it, and just thoroughly enjoying the high quality of folks that we work with at the hospital. So it's a wonderful town. Reading's a great place.
Yes, it is.
And it's got a great culture, too, between the symphony and all the wonderful things and the people here. It's
The community is very
wonderful
there.
Sure.
Yeah, they support a lot of people.
Very cool, very cool. So where should we start with?
I can just tell you my spiel on what I think is a misnomer, Obamacare, but it's certainly the name that we've attached to what the bill that was passed. But
maybe it should be Obamacaregate.
Well, I think what you really to understand and dissect something, you really have to know what we're talking about here. And the truth is that bill is so long, so complex. If you ever downloaded it, which is easy to do by the way, and read parts of it, you realize nobody could design this in the short time between taking office in January of 2009 to when this bill was being thrown through the halls of Congress and put up. This is a long-term constructed piece of legislation, poorly done, but what you really need to do is understand is that going back in the culture of the Health and Human Services Department, the Washington culture of the healthcare establishment. This is easily a 30-year project of the professional bureaucracies. And the truth is, when Republicans are in office, they don't really water it very well. But the bureaucracy and particularly the culture grows these ideas about central control and turning healthcare into a public utility. Then the Democrats, when they can get in office, they fertilize the hell out of the weeds, and it grows fast. And then a Republican administration comes in and sort of gives them some, support, but it just grows. It's the nature of a large healthcare bureaucracy.
Well, they must have been doing a lot of fertilizing because it's grown really quick, isn't it?
Politicians produce fertilizer. That's one of the things they do.
Are, you got to realize there is a entrenched. When we talk about Washington D.C., it's really the entrenched culture of the administrative departments, which doesn't change much. The tops had changed based on elected officials, but
the staffers and all of that is what you're talking about. Just the culture itself, huh?
The politicians create enabling legislations to large bureaucracies. The bureaucracies then take off, and there's very little oversight. And that's gone on for years. And Congress doesn't really track this stuff, nor do they know how to rein them in much. So what you're really looking at is the natural creation of 20-plus years of progressive thinking about let's make healthcare a public utility and we'll run it all. And so it isn't just Obama's idea. This has been there a long time. So if you just think of changing the top, you can't. This is really the entrenched philosophy of the governmental bureaucracy. And Health and Human Services is a huge, huge bureaucracy. In fact, the Obamacare bill, if enacted, addresses an economy that is larger than the economy of all of France. In other words, the American healthcare economy is bigger than France. And yet you have one woman, or the Secretary of HHS, is put in there as sort of what I call her, the new Queen of France. That's Catherine Sebelius, by law. And no one really understands exactly what they've really created. And I'll sit here today and tell you no member of Congress read that bill entirely through, because you cannot read it. When you do take it apart, it's an amazing bill that I'm not going to take our airtime up today. But the details, there's even details in the bill how and what order, if it's ever to be considered for repeal, how it has to be debated by Congress. So Congress has a law telling itself how to work in the bill. It's fascinating. It's in there. You can find it all. But I think it's a huge, the economy controlled by that bill is $2.7 trillion.
Wow.
Okay, it's one-sixth, basically.
Yeah, because we're about a $14
trillion. $16 trillion economy.
Right.
And if I've got time, I think people, before you even get into this subject, you need to really have an understanding of the difference between a million, billion, and a trillion. Okay, because we throw them around today. Right. We don't measure them in size, but I'm going to give you a quick trick. Turn it to seconds.
Okay.
All right. Million seconds is 11 days. A billion seconds lasts 33 years. A trillion seconds is 33,000 years in time.
Wow.
Now do you have a difference? And that is what we're talking about when we talk about a 1 trillion switch here. That is 33,000 years of time.
Wow.
If you convert to seconds. And these are very, very big numbers that the press and the politicians just flip about. But they're multipliers of thousandfold. These are big issues.
It really brings up the question is, how do you spend $16 trillion? What, do you go down to the freeway with a printing press and just having it fly out the windows?
The $16 trillion is not the government's economy. It's the total goods and services that we create
people. But we've borrowed that.
Well, you're talking about your debt.
Yeah, I mean.
No, that's just what's on the books.
They haven't printed that because you got the money supply, the actual currency, and then the M3 and so forth.
Absolutely. But just about this week, Jeff Sessions, who's the part of the Senate, basically had the Senate staff calculate the unfunded liability of the Obamacare law. See, I'm using it too. We should call it the President's Health Care Plan, Affordable Care Act. It's not so affordable because Jeff Sessions, the Senate staff, came back and said the unfunded liability of the law as it sits going forward is $17 trillion. For which we have no funds planned or budgeted. So the scope of what has been passed is an enormous new expenditure of $17 trillion. Go back to my 33,000 years.
How insane is that? I mean, and then any time the government names something, it's the Affordable Health Care Act, it's exactly the opposite of that. I mean, I don't care. If it's the Patriot Act, it's the Unpatriotic Act. I mean, these guys name everything, so it's the opposite.
It's called marketing, which means we tell a lie and you're supposed to believe it. and we can talk about lies and how this was sold as a lie.
Well, then we could go to Adolf Hitler's quote. If you keep telling a big enough lie long enough, then pretty soon it's not a lie anymore. It's the truth.
And that is a strategy.
Yep, I agree.
And we have been we've been subjected to that.
Very good. So we're going to go to a break.
This is 1460 KCNR, Free Fire Media. And if you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Your head is humming and it won't go, in case you don't know. The piper's calling you to join him. Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? And did you know your stairway lies on the whispering
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Join us this Sunday as we replay our entertaining and informative interview with Hall of Fame broadcaster Warren Duffy, whose organization continues to try to stop CARB, the California Air Resources Board, and AB 32, the California Global Warming Solutions cap and trade legislation. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Singing to that.
That's a nice way to start the day.
Yeah, you're so smooth. Carlos Santana. Absolutely. Good stuff. So we're back, and you go ahead, Linda. I think this is your interview.
I want to ask the doctor if he could talk to us a little bit about the money lie, as you call it.
Well, it is the big money lie. This was sold to us, the people, on an absolute created, fabricated direct lie, and with both Speaker Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Reid creating and giving public audiences about how they finally got this bill scored by the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, at around $900 billion, and thus they called it budget neutral and will even save on the budget going forward. Those Nancy Pelosi's words. They did this quite publicly and quite emphatically in many different venues. And what they both knew, and what we in the medical profession knew, is they had arrived at this figure by carving out $227 billion of physician payments to the providers of Medicare going forward. And that it gets into a long issue related to a law passed many years ago. But they assumed, as the bill was passed by the both houses of Congress and signed by the president, they assumed that the American physicians would accept a 27% pay cut the day that law went live.
Oh, that was nice of them to do that for you.
That was built into the law, an assumption. They also both are smart enough to know the day that happens, there would be no more Medicare in the United States. So they realize there's a separate set of bills that were brought up on both houses of Congress to try to address this 1 year at a time, finding extra money to put back in to pay the docs this year. We're not talking about a pay increase. We're just talking about keeping Medicare reimbursement at the exact level it is today, which is quite reduced as it's been over the last 10 years. I'll go into that in a second. But the point was, there is a missing $227 billion in that $900 billion that the CBO scored, and they both were quite aware of it. And in fact, there's a great letter from the CBO to Ms. Pelosi where the director states, you've never accomplished these physician pay cuts in the past. What makes you think you can possibly do it now? That said, the CBO is forced to score it the way it's presented to them. So if you and I were in Congress, we passed a bill, and we said in year three, Martians would descend with gold bullion and fund our bill, they would have to score it based on Martians arriving. So the rules are bizarre, but it allows the Congress to play.
Wait a minute. The Martians aren't Martians aren't arriving?
Well, my point is that the Congress has set up a scoring system that allows them to write a very defective bill that's based on totally unrealistic assumptions and then get and then come back to the public and say, oh, CBO says it'll work.
I think they call that lying.
Well, that's my point. That is, they are lying to us. And I was a military officer at UCLA. I was a chief of a training program in the sense that I had had residents under me that I was the senior resident and chief resident for. So leadership is important to me, and you just don't get through a cardiac program and in the military and in a physician at a major medical center. If you lie, you can't lead. That's a rule.
I got a question.
And that's a rule in the Army, and it's a rule in medicine. If you lie, you can't lead. You cannot be a leader. You can be a commander because you have authority to do things, but you cannot lead people if you are a liar. And this really irritated me when I knew about these backdoor bills called the Doc Fix, and those have been partially passed since then. And it's important, and I realize that the audience may or may not be very sympathetic to physician pay and all that, but the truth is, in terms of Medicare reimbursement, reimbursement for heart surgery and Medicare over the last 12 years has been reduced by 72%. Corrected for inflation. So, and that is killing the ability of high-end specialists to bring in new people out of residency to replace the aging physicians.
Right. We got a question on the chat room. I didn't want to interrupt, but he's asking if this passes and through the Supreme Court and they say it's constitutional, will you continue to practice?
The answer to that is that most likely this bill will destroy healthcare practitioners, because there's no delivery arm attached to it. There are no people that will.
I was going to say they haven't put that.
This
in
is
the
place. Big. This is the other lie. Yeah. Is that the delivery of healthcare under the if it is accepted and passed depends upon three arms: Medicare, which I just told you about. It's already they're assuming a 27% pay cut. Medicaid, what we call Medi-Cal, which is defunct and really treated as a non-functional charity arm, and ACOs. And ACOs were designed and created with a variety of clinic groups in America. 10 key ones designed it in 2006 through 2009. Once they saw the bill, all 10 of them wrote a letter to HHS and said, we're out of here. We cannot stay in business if we follow this law. So we are abandoning ship. The next day they got a letter with 93% of all the clinics in America, Scripps Clinic, Mayo Clinic, Geisinger Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, you name it, they all said, we're not participating going forward. That was in May of 2011, never reported by the media. The letter is in public domain on the Internet. So the answer to your chat room person is there probably won't be doctors that are in ACOs. Medicare is defunct and has already had $500 billion stripped out of it by this bill.
Right.
And Medicaid is, Medi-Cal is impossible to get anybody on. In fact, for the speech we alluded to earlier, we did a review of 40 practitioners in the Reading area, and not one of them would take new Medi-Cal patients.
So there is no delivery arm.
This was a bill that was designed without ever talking to the doctors who were going to have to provide the care.
And
none.
They just assume that you're going to go along with it.
With their new pay cuts. Right. Yeah. Well, you can't keep your office open. And as I said, during the 12 years that I've had 72% reimbursement, the cut, the office expenditures have gone up, malpractice has gone forward, and so forth.
We have we have a caller on line one, Kay. Have you got a question, Kay?
Yes. Hi, Dr. McConnell. Hello,
Kay.
Thank you so much for all that you're doing. We really appreciate all the doctors are... coming forth and trying to help things out as much as possible.
Thank you.
I was wondering, where did the hospitalists come from?
The concept of the hospitals? That came up from, as reimbursements were curtailed and changed, internists and people who have large office-based practices, basically Medicare chose many years ago to stop reimbursing for any hospital visits for people not directly involved in the direct patient care of someone. And internists, as well as a variety of other specialists, found that they basically could not afford to go into the hospital arena and try to do their role, like interacting with a surgeon who was taking care of you for a gallbladder operation, let's say.
Well, did that come about? Was that sort of a little residue that we received from the Clinton?
The timing was be about right, but also people saw that there were other things in terms of coordinating of complicated care and reducing length of stay in hospitals that perhaps a full-time individual who was just inside the hospital trying to coordinate and make care more efficient might be effective. So it wasn't just a negative thing about the internist not being able to come to the hospital, but it was also a question about how do we make things flow better. And so all told, the hospitalists does make the operational piece work well within a hospital, but
people aren't mechanical. I mean that's the whole thing. And personally, I do not like hospitalists.
Well,
they have as much personality as a pathologist.
That's okay. We got to move on here too.
I know some nice pathologists, but I understand what you're saying. But believe me, they can help the operations piece, but they're not Marcus Welby. I agree.
Well, I don't think they don't know the patient. They don't know their history, and the patient sits there, and nurse practitioners come in all the time, and they never see a doctor.
Well,
I think if it's not changed, I think people ought to rebel.
Yes. Well, I understand your frustrations. I can see from my side some of the improvement, but the truth is, it's an attempt to constantly fiddle with the healthcare delivery model, and some things get better and other things get worse. And I understand exactly what you're describing. I appreciate what
you're
saying.
And as a patient, I want the kind of health care that I want, and if I'm not going to get it, I'm not going to pay any attention to what anybody says.
I understand.
I'm going to go off and find alternative medicine or something.
Okay.
Well, we got to let you go, Kay.
Okay.
We got
Thanks
a lot of ground to cover.
In,
Thanks
Kay.
For calling in. Listen, we didn't quite get the answer. I don't know if you were.
Yes. No, I love, as a physician and a surgeon, I love what I do, and I love my patients. And it's very frustrating to watch the government intrude in that linkages with rules and regs, but I'll keep practicing. But I'm speaking here today not about me. In my medical group that we have left from down in Long Beach, we've got a 36-year-old guy just finishing at UCLA, and we can barely afford to pay him.
And what's going to happen when you get retired?
Replace,
yeah, that's exactly
that,
right.
That was my point about the money. Wasn't that those of us that are well established, we can deal with the cut down. But the truth is, you don't have a as excess capital is taken out of the healthcare delivery arm, there's nobody to bring in the next generation.
And who's going to go to school for, you were just telling me, what, 12 years or something?
Well, after I graduated from Stanford, it was 12 years till I finished UCLA with my training in cardiac surgery. And then you really, it takes you another 8 or 9 years to get any good.
Right.
So the real question is, this is an apprentice program, and we now have to, we're trying to hire a guy out of UCLA who's 34, and we're having a hard time scraping up the cash to pay him because we're not making excess dollars to pay the next generation.
Yeah, who's going to go to school for that long to come out and say, hey, you're all getting paid the same, and it doesn't matter that you studied?
Well, and the truth is, at this point in cardiac surgery, one-third of the residencies in the United States have no American graduate applicants.
Wow.
That's the first time that's ever happened.
That's kind of scary. We need to go to a break, and maybe when we come back, we're going to... I think you have some positive solutions that we might be able to...
I definitely want to get out there.
We never have enough time in this show.
It just goes by too quickly. This is KCNR 1460, the home of the Free Fire Media. And we'll catch you on the other side.
This is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
Can't sing, but
okay.
You know, whatever.
You don't want me to do that. But that was a great introduction.
We want him to show us the way.
Yeah, show us the positive way, Doc.
All right. I think we can sit here and take apart the president's health care plan and the culture that's created and supports it for all day. And you're right. I hate to end on a negative note. We shouldn't. Understand the current plan is designed to fail and lead us all into the magic land of a single payer with the government supplying everything and probably owning the delivery arm entirely, having physicians be, frankly, part of the government public utility called healthcare. Right. I don't buy that. And the truth is, what's now is an awakening in the healthcare professions of the physicians saying, okay, we've been sort of quiet and gentlemanly and womanly and about this, but now they're actually coming out of the and getting organized. And I would
starting to speak out about
absolutely, and a great site to go check out where physicians are beginning to come together on this. There's now a California chapter, and it's coming nationwide. Is Doctors for the number four patientcare.org. So docs for patientcare.org. That's just one of the many societies that are just beginning to pop up, but they're basically coming up with a positive agenda to feed. To politicians. There actually is a big meeting coming up in May in San Diego. They're hoping to have 500 physicians and congressmen. It's been rumored Romney may be at that. But they're basically going to stand up and tell them what needs to be done. And they've come up with some very positive things. Their point is that there's been a comfortable linkage between the heavily lobbied insurance industry and politicians in every state for too long. And the truth is, a lot of what goes on here is politicians want to create mandates, you know, make fertility testing and management for all patients. And they all get lumped into the healthcare bill. So what we're really looking at today, when we call a healthcare policy, is a creation of the political process, the insurance industry, and then protected enclaves of the insurance industry, each by state. So you have each state's insurance commissioner. He doesn't really talk to you or me, but he's certainly talking to the insurance people all the time about what the companies need.
We got a caller on the line. I want to get him in here, but you're there, Bruce, and you need to kind of make it quick because we're running out of time.
We'll make it really quick. I had a short stay last year in their hospital up there, and I never did get to meet McConnell, but he did come in there because Conn told my neighbor was a Hispanic gentleman that didn't speak English, and they came in and said they couldn't do a stent in him, had to do open heart surgery. And McConnell, and they brought an interpreter in there. How big of a problem is this to these people that probably do not have insurance?
Well, we take care of them, and we always have, and that's one of my points. Over 30 years of being a cardiac surgeon, I've never met a single anesthesiologist, cardiac surgeon, cardiologist who have ever refused to care for anybody based on their ability to pay, ever. Oh. That's in Long Beach. That's in any hospital I've ever been at. And this is one of the great myths, that if you don't have insurance, you don't have access. But the interpreter is a different piece. There's a law in California that you have to get interpreters even at 2 a.m., even if you're a Cambodian or Hmong person. But that's, again, a new added cost on health care in California. That alone means you cannot talk to a woman who shows up in your ER with her 12-year-old niece. You can't use that niece as an interpreter. You have to hire someone of that language,
that's
even
stupid.
At 2 a.m., Well, we pay all pay for it, but it is a problem. But in terms of the patient there, I've never, ever looked at an insurance card to see if someone's covered, uncovered, if they're Medi-Cal, Medicare, whatever. That's not a culture that we in the sort of what I call the critical care field deal with. There may be others, but I've never talked to an anesthesiologist that's ever refused.
Do they know what these costs are, though?
Yes, there are some numbers or estimates of it, but we all have all people once they enter a hospital in the United States of America receive care, despite what the politicians would like you to think.
Wow.
And we give it away. By the way, we can't deduct any of that. That's one of the issues. And none of those, anything we give to people in terms of care, if we don't charge, is not an item we can deal with it.
Right, and I'm sure Medicaid reimburses you for those charges.
No, mostly, if you're an immigrant, illegal immigrant, there's no Medicaid. It's free. We do our surgeries free.
Wow. All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Okay, docsforpatientcare.org is a thing. But the first thing they want to take down is the fact they have state-run health care insurance programs to open up to a national open market of health care insurance, get the mandates off. Each state has between 30 and 70 mandates, be it women's health care issues, fertility testing, tanning beds, who knows? But every state, the what we call health care insurance has been manipulated by the political process, and the policies are not similar.
Right.
A 26-year-old new grad out of college or biz school trying to get an insurance policy in New York State City may be charged $780 a month. The same kid in Frankfort, Kentucky, be $250. Same health care. He's just the same 26-year-old kid. But the cost of doing business and doing insurance business in those areas vary. So let's get the – and by the way, these recommendations – don't cost anything at the federal level. You just drop the enclaves of the individual states, so you let insurance go across state lines. You equalize the treatment of money spent for health insurance by employers and individuals, either make it all tax deductible. In other words, if you buy as an individual, pay a premium price, let it be a tax deduction for you, just as it is for a company, or let it all be tax dollars, one way or the other. But you can't have individuals buying post-tax dollars insurance and companies making a tax deduction. Get rid of this. I don't know why employers are buying our health care insurance anyhow, because if you bought your own, then it would be portable if you changed jobs. Remember, right, this whole thing about pre-existing thing is only because we've tied it into your job.
And like we were talking during the break, is that your employer doesn't pay for your car insurance.
No. So what if you made your car insurance your boss's problem, and then in the minute you changed jobs, you'd have to go reapply for car insurance? Why do we do this, other than what happened in the Second World War? That was a government issue, by the way.
Creative solutions that work. Wow.
I mean, it doesn't cost any money,
It's called try freedom. In other words, get rid of the rules and regs and let the free market define the health care insurance. Believe me, people will, and it'll happen very fast. But you've got insurance commissioners, you've got state borders, you've got the feds in the middle of it all, you've got mandates driven by get rid of all the mandates and let people decide what they want coverage.
Smaller government.
All the way around. And there's a couple others.
What a concept.
You watch the time here for me.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes. I'm going to cut you off about a minute or so and try to make my announcements.
I'm sure you will. Yeah. Health savings accounts are a great idea. You're actually allowed to take money and put it aside for payments and spread that nationally. And rather, the Congress has only let a certain number of these. They've guarded it very carefully about the health savings accounts. Promote transparency in medical costs. I think the hospital industry, the insurance companies, and physicians all need to come up with an actual so people can get a hospital bill that means something.
That you can understand.
Oh, yeah. My wife had a procedure done locally in a surgery center, and by the time we were done, she was looking at bills for $29,000. We all know that none of that ever gets paid. But the computers generate numbers on costs that are absurd.
Well, we got 2 minutes left, so we got to do some announcement stuff here. We totally appreciate you coming to
Doc.
We need to spend a couple more hours
there.
With you.
I've got six solutions, but the biggest one, try freedom.
Yeah, I like that. I've been saying it all along. What a concept.
Nice and
be free.
Be free.
We wanted to mention the sheriff's event that's coming up on April 21st in MODOC, and there'll be a bunch of sheriffs participating from all over the place. Dean Wilson, Del Norte, Dean Groudon from Lassen, Haney from Trinity, Hagwood from Palumas, Palmer from Oregon, Grant County, Karen Bud Fallon from, Wyoming. And it's going to be at the Desert Rose. They just scrolled me out of there, and now I can't see. Was it the Desert Rose? it's the Desert Rose Casino and Convention Center.
Really
2 p.m. I got it.
Okay.
And I'm not sure where that is, but that's coming up. One of the headlines I want to talk about here is that this comes from Egon von Gerets, told King World News that the average gross domestic product is a staggering – the debt is a staggering 350% to GDP across the board in most countries in Europe. So they're imploding, big problem. Very soon, the point I want to make is investors will realize as this implodes, goes to Japan, ends up here, is that the only protection for your money and your wealth is going to be gold. So you have to remember that. And we're low now. There might be a correction, might go down, but there's going to be nothing to buy. We're at 30 seconds. What else we got? I feel like Ernie and Dave.
And this is KCNR, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Who do we got next week?
We got Dr. Hauser on, the whistleblower up from Siskiyou County.
Keep storing and stacking.
Yes.
Have a higher, grander principle than George Washington. He could not lie. I cannot. I can, but I won't. Government's reason is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant, a fearful master. And we need to take speed reading lessons here.
Yes, and get out to the Reading Tea Party this Monday night at 6 p.m. We have debates.
See you next
week. See y'all next week. And thanks again, Doc.
And if you lie, you can't lead.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
We're going to Sanford.
Join the march.
College students on the march from Daytona Beach to the city of Sanford, Florida, where the February killing of unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin continues to spur debate and demands for his known killer to be arrested. George Zimmerman claims self-defense. The local and federal investigations continue. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, fear that a serial killer may be on the loose.
That is scary if they're randomly running around because they can do it at any time.
Five people have been shot, three of them dead in a series of shootings with some things in common. All of the victims black, all were out walking at the time, and the shootings were all early yesterday within a three-mile span. The two survivors in critical condition. Virginia Beach officials still marveling that no one was killed when a Navy jet crashed into apartments yesterday. The cause still under investigation. The two pilots among seven people injured, 50 apartments damaged or destroyed. Promises.